Good morning, and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week from the book of Psalms. Yesterday we looked at Psalm 15, and we read about how we asked the question from verse 1, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy hill? And the rest of the chapter talks about some of the characteristics that a person needs to have to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord. We talked about how that we needed to walk uprightly and to pursue righteousness and have works of righteousness, to always speak truth in our hearts and to be a good neighbor and to watch our tongue, and that those that do these things shall never be moved. Today we're going to look at another psalm, just some simple principles that we can learn. That's what we're trying to do this week. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, let's turn to Psalm 21, the 21st psalm. And we're going to talk about how that we can have joy in the salvation of the Lord. Psalm 21, starting in verse 1, it says, The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips, Selah. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. We see here from the 21st Psalm that he is talking about the king. I believe he's referring to himself here, that he'll have joy in the strength, in his strength, O Lord, and that how he will greatly rejoice through the salvation that the Lord has blessed him with, that he has given him his heart's desire, verse 2, and that he has not withheld the request that he has had with his lips, that the Lord has blessed him with goodness, and that he has set him up on a crown of pure gold. Anything that he's asked, the Lord has provided. And that's how we are as Christians today. Anything that we ask the Lord, that he will provide it. He's going to give us an answer. When we go to him in prayer, he's going to provide an answer. It may not be the answer we're looking for at the time, but he will provide us an answer. And that he has promised us salvation. He has provided us salvation through the death of his son. We read some verses in the New Testament. Look at Ephesians. We can have salvation, thank goodness, by the grace of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So by grace we've been saved, and we can have salvation. It is a gift of God. It's not by anything that we've done. It's totally a gift that God has provided for us through the sacrifice of his son. Now, the only way we can obtain that salvation is if through our faith and our working faith, through baptism, and then the way we live our lives, just like we talked about yesterday, how we need, what kind of characteristics we need to have to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord. Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 20, it says, Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So just in Psalm 21 is this: the king has joy in the salvation that the Lord has provided him through over his enemies and over all the ones that hate him and are trying to get after him. that he can have glory in the Lord, and that we will sing and praise God for his power and his salvation that he has provided through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's all the time we have for this morning. Hope you'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Thank you and have a blessed day.